my metamorphosis from scrub to scrub-a-dub-dub is complete. Excuse me? What are you doing? Sneaking up behind someone? Why are you trying to kidnap me in my own house? Why are you trying to give me a heart attack? Why would you do this? I'm being led, okay. I'm not resisting. I'm being led. I'm... I am being held down and you are climbing on top of me so far. I'm very hopeful. What have you done? Oh, do forgive me my suspicions, young one. What have you done? If you broke a cup again, it's fine. Because I know you're clumsy, it comes with the territory, it's fine. Oh, sweetheart, they're just cups. So you haven't broken cups, okay? Have you killed someone? Run up a lot of credit card debt. Please don't tell me you slept with my mother. Thank God. Well, now anything else is just meh. Well, that's the trick to mindfulness. You go to the worst case scenario and then it's like, oh, thank God. Thank goodness they have not had relations with thy mother. All will be well. So, since you have not slept with my mother, what do you have to tell me? There is something. Is you wearing a big goofy grin and you're hovering all over me and giving me kisses? You've either done something or you want something. Which one? A thorough investigation of thy face is needed. Come into the light where I can examine. Well, your cheeks are full of color. Your lips are mischievous. Some of your teeth are showing. Your eyebrows are cheeky. You are displaying all the telltale signs of a sneaky little so-and-so. But I'm guessing that you haven't done something. I'm guessing you want something. Now, what could I possibly possess that you would want? I do not know of what you speak of. Excuse me, not everyone has their mind in filth constantly. Some of us are wholesome Christians. Or wholesome atheists, or wholesome... Or someone where you're not sure. Agnostics. Wholesome people that aren't sure about anything, never mind deities. Oh, darling, I cannot be blamed for your debauchery. If your head is constantly in filth city, then... I'm sorry, that's your fault. I'm so sorry. I can't help you. And therefore I have no idea what you're talking about, and therefore I can't possibly help you. Hmm? so sad. I mean, unless, of course, you are willing to use your big grown-up voice and tell me what you want. Oh, that's probably far too much for you. I know. Perverts are notoriously shy. And I've heard they have really sweaty hands. Let me feel. Let me hold your sweaty hand. Are we gonna have a go? Are you gonna use your big grown-up adult voice and say, Mrs., I would like some of... Oh, I dare you. I double dare you with a cherry on top. Because I'm secretly 7 and, I dare you. What could I possibly possess that you could possibly want? I beg your pardon. The thickness. Well, that's not really narrowing it down, is it? Well, I am blessed with an abundance of thickness. Oh, maybe your hands will help clarify. Where are you? Oh, I should have known. The squidgiest of them all. Oh, I love you so much. Why are you so obsessed with my belly? Normal people idolize a skinny belly. I don't really feel I have a choice at this point. Go ahead. Smush your face into it. I am confused but happy that you are happy. Oh, you strange little person. You get forehead kisses because you confuse and amuse. Don't you numb on it. Get it out of your mouth. Did you make your tummy feel weird? Oh, don't. I might accidentally pee. You rascal, wascal, nascal. I said you could shove your face in it. I didn't say you could eat it. Oh, but numbing on it's the best part. Oh. See, I wouldn't know that, obviously, because I'm an uncultured swine. No, I'm not. Why? Because I don't understand the supremacy of a jiggly tummy. Do you know what I do understand, though? Trapping you with these thighs of thunder. No, I'm afraid you're stuck now. It's a crying shame, but you're gonna have to stay down there. Oh, I know. With your face squished against my tummy and your shoulders locked in with my thighs. It's a hard life for some. Where I can squeeze you. And press your face all into the tummy that you go mad for. You weird little goblin. Love you, though. So you really wouldn't trade me in for a Lena model? You really feel that strongly about it? Oh, I don't have to get you anything for Christmas. I've clearly already delivered. You are a very strange specimen, but I quite like you. Out of mouth! Okay, we're very gentle gnomes. I have to admit, it does feel quite nice having you all smushed up against me. With your face all in the smushy belly. Please feel free to write that on my tombstone. Best pillow ever. From her thighs, to her tummy, to her titties. She was an exquisite piece of furniture. So this is why you were telling me to hurry up in the shower, hmm? Thought you were worried about the water. No. You just wanted your fix. You tummy junkie. Well, yes, I suppose there's worse things to be addicted to. Meth, reality TV, Lycra. Ooh, who's got time for Lycra? Do you know what I feel when I see Lycra? Itchy. Itchy, Richy, Nitchy, no thank you. Give me linen or cotton or even silk any of the days. Why? Well, it's breathable. It's fresh. And none of those fabrics encourage yeast infections. Always a bonus. I do apologize. Am I ruining your tummy time with talk of yeast infections? Oh, what a cruel woman I am. Boiling your precious tummy time. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Of course you will. I have a squishy tummy. Ridiculous question. The perks of being a thick queen. You enjoy your belly. I can't say I understand, but I definitely approve. Hello? That was a very sharp intake of breath. What do you mean, right? Oh, I'm going to be educated, am I? Oh, dear. This doesn't bode well. I wasn't very good in school.
What are you doing? Oh,
don't make me look at it. Oh, now you're jiggling it to taunt me, don't. Fine. I'm looking. Yes, I see it. It's a very soft, pudding-like belly. Okay. Explain. Majestic. Floofy. Oh, an absolutely scrumdiddlyumptious. Ah. I think personally you're just a bit of a chubby chaser, but you know, sticks and stones. Tomato, tomato. Out of touch or just ignorantly racist, whichever one you wish to. I may not understand your tummy fetish, but I do understand those kisses. As much as I'm enjoying this, could you go back between my thighs, please? No, because I want your head on this belly, and I want to lock you in with these thick good girls. I don't want to keep you here for a very, very long time. Because I love you or something or nothing, I don't know. Maybe I'm just bored or slightly horny. It's a mystery why I do the things I do, oh well. As long as it benefits you and your addiction, what do you care? Exactly, you're so smart. This is a smart little person right here. Who knows enough questions, tummy time. I love you. You rub the tummy, I'll rub your hair. Mm-hmm. in this position until morning. Just letting you know. Mm-hmm.